taken over the president, so I had to look after the national agenda. So basically, I suppose what I've been doing in Donegal, trying to represent members' best interests and trying to influence how decisions are taken that affect them. I want to bring that to a national level, and I'd be directed by my colleagues in the Central Executive Committee to what policies we're to pursue with our employer.
And there have been many issues that you have continued to raise, which have been such as lack of resources and the diminishing resources available, as well as the lack of Gardaí coming through the ranks.
Yes, that's correct. And we have been particularly hit hard in Donegal with the lack of basic equipment, such as vehicles. So that doesn't seem to be as much of a problem elsewhere. But certainly our agenda, our conference this year, and speaking to delegates and listening to what they have to say from around the country, the problems in relation to visible frontline units across the country is a problem, and there seems to be a serious lack of Garda presence. So hopefully the government and the commissioner will listen to us, and will listen to the community and the public representatives, and get more people into Templemore and get more boots on the street.
And indeed, as you mentioned, Donegal there, it is important. You are now that national voice, so you will be able to hopefully put the case for Donegal forward more.
Well, hopefully. I mean, we've been trying hard. Myself and the committee in Donegal have always try to bring a focus on problems as we see them. So I suppose I would be at speaking to people at a national level, and I suppose I'd be given the experience of Garda in Donegal, which is shows exactly where the problems are and where the breakdown is from what's promised and what's spoken about at a very high level, and actually what is the reality on the ground for communities and for the members that I represent.